Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Brazil launches war operation on mahogany loggers. Brazil has launched a war operation to save the Amazon's fast-disappearing mahogany trees by hunting down illegal loggers deep in the forest and chasing down smugglers shipping the wood abroad, the environmental agency IBAMA said. IBAMA's Operation Rescue aims to recover an estimated $16 million worth of the wood waiting at ports to be shipped abroad and to set up road and river controls in the Amazon to block the smuggling routes of the loggers' lucrative trade. With this effort, we are prioritizing the question of illegal mahogany because society no longer accepts this type of activity that damages all of society, Obama President Hamilton Nobre Cassara said. Cassara traveled to the United States this week to ask U.S. authorities for help in preventing illegal mahogany shipments from Brazil entering the U.S. The operation, which would involve police and army as well, aims to patrol major mahogany smuggling routes, most of them along rivers and roads out of the Amazon, using helicopters, planes, and boats. There will also be reinforcement of controls at major Brazilian highways. Another part of the plan will be the seizure of up to 225,000 square feet, that's 21,000 cubic meters of cut mahogany, that has been detected at sites in the south of the Amazon state of Pará. Located deep in the forest, transporting the mahogany out on river barges could take up to 80 days. Environmental groups fear that at current logging rates, Brazil's Amazon mahogany reserves could disappear in 8 years. The world's largest tropical forest, which covers an area larger than all of Western Europe, is home to up to 50% of the planet's plant and animal life and is already disappearing at unsustainable rates, environmentalists fear. Amid increasing evidence that mahogany is one of the main woods suffering from Amazon deforestation, Brazil banned mahogany logging last October. Only a handful of companies with permits guaranteeing replanting can now cut down mahogany. The ban came after intense lobbying by the environmental group Greenpeace, which had obtained pictures and video images of large clearings in mahogany forests on Amazon Indian land. Worth up to $1,500 per 10.76 square feet or 1 square meter, mahogany is the most expensive wood in Brazil, and smugglers make hefty profits shipping it abroad to markets like the United States, Great Britain, and Japan. A recent study by the World Wildlife Fund found that 4.23 million cubic feet, or 120,000 cubic meters of mahogany from Latin America, reaches global markets every year, mainly from Brazil, Bolivia, and Peru. And this story was written by Axel Bug of the Reuters News Service. Urgent call to action. Supporters of Ecuadorian resistance to the OCP oil pipeline ask for help. As Earth First Radio News reported last week, the first tree sit in South America has begun. Now the repression has also started, and it is important to make your voice heard in support of the activists. After OCP consortium head Hernan Lara publicly called on the Ecuadorian government to take action to end protests against the OCP pipeline, police are moving in to evict local community members and accompanying environmentalists who are blockading the construction of the OCP pipeline by tree-sitting in the Mindo Cloud Forest. Keep the pressure up on the OCP consortium. Send a fax to Ecuador to prevent this eviction. Send your fax to Dr. Marcelo Merlo Jaramillo. The fax number 011-593-22-583-356. That fax address again, Dr. Marcelo Merlo Jaramillo. That's spelled Jaramillo. The number 011-593-22-583-356. And we thank Rainforest Relief for this action alert. Please visit their website at www.rainforestrelief.org.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come